to advertise, email podcast@thisisveggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, so it turns out Ghost Lady's out here loving the crew, man.
She's loving the crew.
I'm loving the crew.
Ghost Lady's out here loving the crew.
No, the problem with Mac is that he listens to you and keeps quiet.
Wait, what happened?
How did we get to Ghost Lady? I will explain. How did we get to?
So she was discussing with Lapiro that if a friend dies, if your husband dies, and you move on to a friend.
No, it started with Kinka.
Yes, actually, yeah.
Kilaka.
Oh, Kilaka was thing, ne?
Yes.
The ex got married to a friend.
Yes.
Got Kilaka. And then we were saying
Apparently. Okay.
Allegedly. And then we were saying that's immoral. And Ghosty was saying, no, that's cool. I would do that. And then we were like, nah, that's immoral.
Yeah.
So explain yourself.
Hold on. I'm with her because I'm not like one to say if my woman is dating me, she must be friends with all my friends or even talk to them or whatever. She can talk to them. But if I'm dead, I'm dead. I've got nothing to offer. Literally.
That's my
I've got nothing to offer. I'm dead.
But wait, there's more.
That's immoral, man. There's a lot of niggas out there. It means you guys were checking each other out while I was here.
You know what it is, bro? It's like if you are your girl, if I hadn't met you, she hadn't met you, maybe I would have dated her or hit on her. But
she's with me now.
Yes, and maybe she's my type. And I'll back off because out of the reverence and brotherhood and respect I have for you.
But when I die, you coming in?
No, not the intention.
Exactly, but not this. No intention.
When feelings are there, because I'm her shoulder now to cry on, remember?
That's the problem.
And then from the shoulder, we can move to chest.
To her sucking your dick.
Chest sucking my dick.
Nah.
You see,
what
I mean?
Don't do that. That's immoral.
Who says widows can't suck dick? Widows can suck dick as well.
That's immoral, though. Don't do that.
How's immoral? You're dead. You've got nothing to offer to this world.
So it means you didn't respect me while I was here. You were looking at my girl. You were checking my girl out.
Look. No.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that.
When do the feelings start?
You recently quit your job. Say now I replace you there at ENCA.
Ah, that's different.
Doesn't mean I've been checking out your fucking job.
Yeah, it's fine.
It means all along I could have done your job, but I chose not to apply because you were incumbent. You were the incumbent in your job.
Which means you were looking.
As soon as you left, and all of a sudden
you were like, yeah,
it was available.
There's a vacant post.
It's vacant.
Yeah.
He said, "Why are you looking?
Why are you looking at my girl, dog?"
No, bro. No, fam. Listen, dog. Right,
that's like bad. You disrespecting me.
I'm not looking, dude.
When do the feelings start?
I was
post
saying,
your death.
Exactly.
Why
post your death?
Post exactly.
Cause she's thick. I like thick girls. She's beautiful. Beautiful women.
I think you've been currently watching.
Yes, and most importantly, she's single. You see, if you're still alive and she was an ex, there's a bro code. We all know. You don't date my exes. Sharp. But you're dead, bro. As black people, we must stop making
Thank
death.
You. Thank you,
you're
so.
Dead.
It's not about the race. It's not about the race.
No. You're dead.
And then Ghost Lady goes on to say that if you die, so, and she's dating you, right? Then she's going to try find another soul in your crew.
Yeah. But that's so fucked up.
This whole time she's that like, soul number one, number two. When soul dies, I'm going to
No, three. That is now fucked.
Explain
you said
yourself.
That. You said
Explain
that.
Yourself.
That is fucked
Explain
up.
Yourself, Ghost Lady.
Stars.
Okay. I think, that wasn't the best thing to say. But that time, maybe I've changed my mind now. I said, maybe the friends are just like soul. for instance. Like, I'm with Saul. So obviously his friends, you know, like birds of the same feather flock together. So maybe
you're gonna try find a mini Saul.
Nah, you can't look within. You see, if you're actively looking within the group of friends, you can't.
No, not actively.
You are contradicting yourself now.
No. I say, chonga bra.
Ah, we sit here up and go.
Chonga.
I said, the man.
Hey, my man. He's like, he's still coming in. Chonga, the man. No, bro. I said, right? If she happens to connect with anyone in the group, that is fine. But it's wrong if she was actively looking for someone like me within my group of friends.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, bro. Right? You, what's your type of woman? Explain. Tell me, just as an example.
Smart, confident, and kind.
Great.
Loving also.
Beautiful. I love that.
And can suck dick.
Fetus, suck dick, yeah. Perfect.
Hey, how do you know?
He's
told me.
I never said that to you.
How do you know he likes his dick suck?
He's told me.
Chief, what did we do?
Come on, guys. Hey,
okay,
man,
cool.
Listen to these fuckers.
Hey, now you see, now, it's so weird when niggas say, I like my woman, you know, but then when you meet all women of niggas, you already know that she's been sucking that nigga's dick, so it's not like it's a weird thing. Yeah. But your preference, Lapiro is here, right? It's a normal preference for every other guy to have, right? So your woman already has those qualities, and Lapiro likes those qualities. Now, he's seen those qualities in your woman, but because you're dating, it's your woman. He respects that and stays far away. Now that you're dead, you're gone. Does it mean Lapiro won't see
Lapiro,
those qualities?
Would you date Aya's woman when he's dead?
Of course he'll say no.
Yeah. He needs to get paid next week.
Exactly. If Francis for Aya, he'd be in Cape Town. Like, he'd be ducking bullets.
You shouldn't have my woman's number or nothing.
Yeah. Like, Tina, this is how we roll. Like, your woman is your woman. I don't want to have she mustn't have my number. I don't want anything.
I get that. I agree with that. So, I have a problem if my woman is following one of my boys on Instagram.
If homie is dead, I don't play there. Mine is to make sure his son is okay.
Yeah.
His woman is okay.
Yeah.
But not to be okay in bed with her.
No.
Okay,
no.
So now I just passed.
Wait,
so
you
I just passed
because,
away.
Because, so what's the difference with what you were saying? What's the difference when it's an ex? And you're still alive, but it's an ex. She's still single. She's got all the things, like you were explaining. She's single.
No, the difference is that you are still alive, and then you're going to see
an
them.
Ex. No.
The difference is that if it's an ex, that's where the bro code comes in. Is that
the bro code applies when I'm dead?
Yeah.
Why should it go away when I'm dead?
Because you're dead.
You're dead.
No, I'm your friend still. Am I not your friend because I'm dead anymore?
But you can be replaced. Well, you can be replaced as a friend.
You can be replaced
also.
When you're still alive. That's exactly what I'm saying. What's the difference?
But you are more useful alive.
Speak closer. It's nicer when you speak closer. It
okay,
makes
bro,
more
bro.
Sense.
Tell me something. Yo, bro, tell me something. What? You as a dead nigga, what can you do for your woman? Physically any other ways?
It's not about being here. It's about between the friends.
Closer.
Yeah, bro. If I...
Okay, so you
come
What's the worst that could happen?
If you end up with woman's Aya's woman, if he died,
I don't know how I'm going to look at Aya's mom.
Hey,
it's a first. Nigga. I don't know how I'm going to look at Aya's mom. I don't even know how I'm going to look at Aya's. I don't know how. How do you do that? Yeah. How do I look at Aya's woman and be like, "You look beautiful"? Yeah. How do I do that? Because it means exactly what we were saying. It means I've been checking her out.
So I've met Aya's woman. I've seen her. You've seen her. Is she ugly?
No.
Is she beautiful?
Yeah. No. Hey. Remember, Outiam. Whoa. Remember. Hola. Remember. Mamela, Outiam. Sula segelo. Uzalasegelo, mvalawam. Mamela. It doesn't mean just because she's beautiful, I must hit it or I must get in. She can still be beautiful and be the Ayers woman. Doesn't mean she's ugly.
Is she sexy?
Chief, I'm out.
Why can't you say yes? No, but dude, I'm your guy. I'm your boy. Your woman is hot.
No.
And any one of my niggas, I know my niggas, if I come up my woman and she's hot, I know that they know she's hot. And they're probably like, yo, she's hot. And there's nothing wrong with that. Niggas actually like that. Like, oh yeah, she's hot. But the thing is, when you're alive, it's something else. When you're dead, it changes the script.
Anyway, let bygones be bygones. We're not going to win this one, man. Anyway, hand up, man, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Wagwan Podcast and Chill. Yeah. Biggest podcast in Africa. We are back we're brought to you by Bybit. If you want to start trading to claim your $50, just click the link in the description below or check out Crypto and Chill with Greja Bessie for more information. Yes. Bro, my mom called me the other day.
Yeah.
And she was like, my son, that Dr. Malinga episode is the best episode you've ever done. She loved it so much, man.
Makes sense.
Let's call Malinga, because you were saying, how much did he get so far? What were you saying?
Yeah, Malinga talks to me on WhatsApp. You know, he initially last week, he sent me a message like, yo, bro, it's so crazy. Chillers are sending money to my account. I'm like, oh, that's chillers for you. They show love. Wow. You know, true chillers really genuinely do, and they care. Today, he sent me a message, and it was like,
hey, Malinga. Doctor. Let me try call him again.
Malinga, Penny.
Yeah, sorry, you were saying, yeah?
Yeah, and today he was like, nah, man. He's received almost over 100K.
Wow!
100K, yeah, towards his just helping him. You know, obviously, you would assume it's for the tax bill because he owes SARS, so.
But we kill careers, right?
Oh, yeah. We kill, we murder careers.
Voice
we,
and fax mailbox.
We're rude, we're
okay,
brutal, so and obnoxious. We're murderous. We're poison.
What did you think of the episode, Ghostly?
I've not finished it because it's quite long.
Yeah, it's long.
But I was literally just loving it, guys. Like, I was Wadi Jaja.
Is that Malinga now?
Yeah, I'm trying to call him.
And about a minute.
Hey, Malinga. Malinga. Hey, Malinga. Where are you lingering? In these weekends.
Yeah, we are lingering, eh?
Man, how's the reception been since the episode we dropped, man?
Yeah, bro.
You know, Abona, what's happening is unbelievable. You brought back, together with God, you brought back the Malinga fire.
Wow.
You
understand?
I love that you mentioned God, because it's out of our control, you know?
Yeah, it's bigger than us, Malinga.
Mm. Yeah, so God created the MacG podcast and Chill so that we can shine on it. We can say whatever we want to say. We can express ourselves. We can cry. We can laugh. And then guess what? It's high wrong, man. It's the right thing to do. That's the place to do that, you see. So you brought back the Malinga fire. I'm getting gigs. You know, people are donating money. Mm. You know, there's an amount that touched me so much. Only 10 rand. 10 rand came to my account with the reference. God bless you, my brother. Wow. Do you understand?
I heard Black Coffee sent you some money as well, yeah?
Or
yeah.
Contribution.
Also, Black Coffee sent me money. He sent me 20,000 rand.
Wow. Hey, Black Coffee!
And also, Mr. The Invisible Man with a good heart, Bergman, B.I. Pagati.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I've seen B.I. Pagati.
Okay.
Yeah, B.I. Pagati sent 10,000 rand. You know, many people, because of, I don't want my 10 rand people to be angry. It's just that they are sending reference. I wish I can say Peter or Salome contributed 250. Maybe Bergman, someone contributed 2,000 rand, 100 rand, 1,000 rand. I'm not sleeping, got it deposited. People are blessing me. You know, I'm just overwhelmed. And then guess what? We are reaching 100 1,000 rands now.
Wow. Malinga, that's nothing, bro. Like, well, it's a lot, but I think after this, it's going to go crazy. It's going to get to the millions. It should be. Bro.
And then where can people send money? Because we've been getting WhatsApps and emails. Yes. People want the bank account. There's a chiller who wants to send you 10,000 right now.
Yes.
Oh,
His name is Aya.
His name is... You know, I was about to say his name is Mac G. He's shaking fist, man. His name is Aya, bro. He's the sound guy from Podcast and Chill.
He's got a t-shirt.
Oh, that sound guy.
Yeah. He wants to drop you 10K, bro.
Guess what? I'll be happy. I'm okay, but I'll go to school fees in Zavana.
Oh, beautiful. So, speaking of school fees, Zavana, what's the plan with this money? Let's say now it gets to 2 million. What's the plan?
My brother, as Dr. Malinga, you know, I'm that guy who loves giving as well. You know, I don't just tell other people's money. So there will be a point where we reach bargain, the problem solved, Dr. Malinga. Then we go to my dream, of which is something that I was doing, but lately I didn't have money to contribute to other kids that I see struggling, you see, and other mothers and other fathers that are struggling. Mm-hmm. So I'm going back to the Dr. Malinga Foundation. I'll also help them where I can. Because, nice. Remember, I used to give school buses. Is there someone who's working at Capitec? He was sponsored by Dr. Malinga Foundation. So I want to keep that fire burning and also give to other people, because I've also donated Mazenge somewhere, you know, donated the pets somewhere, donated school shoes. You know, I'm just giving where I can. You understand? So after a year, we are not stopping. We are carrying on. We is a Dr. Malinga Foundation. I will also call you sometimes because of later. Our friends, Balimor, they are not donating with man. Like Busiswa came and said, Malinga, when you are doing a show, please tell me I will come and perform for free.
Oh, wow. Busiswa.
Speaking about shows, dog, the 12th of November, I am doing my birthday party. Are you available? I want to book you.
Yes, confirmed.
Yes, confirmed. Beautiful, beautiful man.
That's what you know, that I was performing at political parties, you know. But guess what? The only person that came through, a leader that came through, gravity politicians, you understand? Julius Malema called me. I met with him. They want to help me.
Oh, I see.
And then Makadzi, I saw Makadzi did something there for you there.
Yes, give one of my cards. And guess what? That I'm available. I'll be rocking at my cards. One woman show. I'm hoping because of I have to do a song because of you know what's happening in Gabi's thing. People kinagoya makazi, kinagoya yakapa, kinagoya maporison or whoever. So when you dwell on their time, so I'm hoping to do a song with Makati as well, but we'll inform you. But 1 October, I'll be at the Bargain Stadium, so like celebrity got the name, but I'll be there performing and go Bolaya straight.
Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Dr. Malinga.
God bless you, Dr. Malinga.
God bless you, my nigga. Oh, wow. Hey. Look at God, man.
Look at God, bro.
Oh, man, look at God,
bro.
But now bro. Artists that are broke mustn't come and they want donations now every week. Raising donations.
Nah, man, we'll play it by ear, you know. I don't think they will, though. You know these
Mkharimbe next week.
They're gonna come, though. We must be ready because we've set a precedence. But yeah. I mean, we just wanted Malinga to speak. We didn't say we want to raise funds for him. We just wanted him to speak, and you know what I mean. And that's what happened as a consequence, thanks to the chillers. You know?
Yeah, man.
And it's up to the chillers, bro.
No, we love the chillers. Yo, dude, my woman got me hooked on these reality shows, bro. Are you watching any reality shows? No. Like local ones?
No.
Yo, bro, like that's all I watch now at home.
For real? Yeah, they got like crazy, many of them going.
Bro! Hey?
I'm saying, you know, I love reality shows as well. Which one is this?
So I'm watching the Faith and Katie one.
Oh, yes.
Which blew me away, by the way. Because yeah. I thought she's like, you know, one of these industry girls who's trying to portray this image that she's a good girl and whatever, whatever.
What image is she portraying?
No, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Picture I'm curious. Perfect. In the reality show, what image is she portraying?
She's real, dog.
For real?
For real, dog. They go home. They go to her house. We meet her parents. They even went to the grave, bro. Faith and Katie goes to the grave.
Are you for real?
I kid you not, bro.
And then
they had a lobola situation there, and then they brought the goat inside the house. The bro, it's like the sheep or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bro, damn. It's like real. It's like real. And I was shocked.
She's still and a black girl at the end of
the
day.
Yeah, and I actually like her now after watching reality show because I'm like, oh, she's just a normal girl.
So, yeah, the whole twerking thing was just hassle.
Yeah, I mean, that's like years ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but by twerking, I mean Insta, lifestyle, bodies, whatnot, yeah. You know?
Because what I'm thinking is when I hear Faith and Kids reality, I'm thinking she's just going to be in the clubs, doing the whole Kim Kardashian thing, going to a restaurant and just talking,
showing
a good life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That superficial, materialistic thing in the air.
This new season, I have been watching it also.
Wow.
It's more like her real life now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I think it was a bit of like just hanging out with the friends. Mm. I think the previous seasons were like that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we see the Faith and Katie who's now getting married.
Yeah.
You know who's Stop, married. I she's like pregnant. It, she just actually
had
the baby.
She's a chilled girl, eh?
But I've always said that those are the best women to marry. Those who've, you know, lived and experienced. Because, like he's saying, they are very real people. And it's not like she's going to wonder, hey, what if I go out tonight? Mm. Ooh, that guy with the big car, the rich guy wants me. Because she's lived all of that. She's not a good wife.
And then I'm watching Bongani Fasi as well.
Hey, that one. Hey.
And then, bro, there's Bongani Fasi. Bongani Fasi is fucking wild.
Oh, flip, yeah, he's got a reality show as well. Hey, Bongani, though, but Bongani is just
wild, bro.
Not okay.
I don't even know where to start because there's so much happening there. The last episode I was watching, man.
He's married also, right?
He's married, right?
Okay.
But the girl now, the wife, says, no, he's not married, actually. It's a girlfriend who's been dating for like 8-9 years.
Okay.
He hasn't married yet.
Horrible.
They've got, what, 2 or 3 kids together?
So now the wife or the girlfriend goes to Bongani and says, listen, I don't love you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, cool.
So the girlfriend is telling Bongani, Vulikela. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
For real, though. So sometimes she goes to the club and doesn't come back home for a week, bro. And he's cool with it.
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah, he's like,
I thought he'd be fussy.
No.
He's Bongani after all.
Not at all.
You watching that one?
Yeah, I'm watching that one. And I saw also another part where she says she actually wants him to marry another woman.
Because she says he's too needy.
Yeah.
So she wants another woman to take care of the needs.
Yeah.
And she can do a thing. Because she's like, they got together when she was like 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to find herself now. It's wild, bro.
Your nigga's lucky, bro.
Bro, so they go to the same party and then she's with other niggas and Bongani's there. Bro, it's wild.
That nigga.
And she had a child when she was very young. Now her child is even pregnant.
So she had a child when she was 15 and her firstborn now just had a child. When she's
someone is a step grandfather.
Bro, that series, that reality
dope
show.
Though, for a woman to say, hey, take a second woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe one doesn't have the appetite for it. But I think generally,
I don't think so. Yeah,
that's a cool idea.
And both the parents died and passed away. So I think that's where the connection started.
They are going through a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a lot of issues.
And then now, the recent episode I watched, man, shows that the wife or the girlfriend is talking to her aunt who, yo, crazy. There's another story.
Yeah.
Is Bongani's woman hot?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Would you banging?
Would you smash?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Will you smash?
I would, yeah.
Will you? Because she's looking.
But, dog, how many times must I tell you I'm married, chief?
Hey, how come we didn't get invited?
No, I'm saying, Uri, I can't. I've got a woman.
Oh, well, yeah, forget sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't want to record this podcast. Hey, Sakoli Sanalini. It's content, you know.
So now it turns out that her mother's grave, there's Muti at her mother's grave.
There's Muti at her mother's grave.
Hey, this show's wild, bro.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
It's a lot.
And the saddest thing is that the mood is probably placed by a family member.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's
always the case.
She's suspecting the aunt who raised her.
It's always the fucking case, bro.
It's so heartbreaking. You know, sometimes I watch, when I actually watch the show, I'm like, I wish maybe they should have gone to like a psychologist, you know, get therapy, like sort out these issues. Because you actually feel sorry for them watching. Like, guys.
There's a lot of trauma.
It's a lot of trauma.
Do they say what the mood is for? Like, But what are they doing at a dead person's grave?
I don't know, man. I think
you don't raise the grave for people who are alive.
Yeah, there's a lot that people do, hey? Out there, hey? And Jesus, dead bodies and dead fucked what up, man.
And then I watch DJ Zintle's one. That one is pop, my man. Terrible.
Oh, what? For real?
Yeah, it's like one whole long Instagram story.
You don't like it?
Nah, it's an Instagram story.
Bongani doesn't bring it to life. Eh? Murder Bongs. I'm sorry. Oh. Fuck.
Nah, man. He's out of the country most of the times.
For real?
Yeah, but that one is trash.
Yeah, he hardly shoots.
Is it trash?
Yeah, no, I don't like that one.
It's not wholesome. Lenny Zinka looks like, from afar, also, Auntie's got a wholesome family, great mixed family.
She does.
She's doing what I thought Faith and Gates would do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not real.
Nah,
it's not real. Oh, shit.
And I don't get it, bro.
Makes it
like, bro, yeah, you gotta have him, you gotta suffer something. Or go to the grave, bro.
Let's connect somehow. It's just sensitive living.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
It's plastic. That's the word
it's
I was
plastic.
Looking for.
It's plastic.
And I don't get it, bro. If you're gonna do a reality show, it's very simple. Just be real. It's simple.
Yeah. But you see,
what if she's in it happens that she's in that league now, where everything of hers is just glamorous, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but Somizi was like that. The Ranakas were like that, and they showed us the real.
You're still a darky. Somizi is a darky. Post in paper, lapa. She's in paper. More dark, who dark? And who's thinking of Makulumi? Who's who darky? You know, it's not like it's who's a nice like a.
So what would you guys say? What makes a good? Like reality show.
Be real.
Be real. Be honest and real.
Be real.
Yeah.
But what if then maybe Zintle does not shisa impepo, does not slaughter? What else then can
she? No, that's not the definition.
The requirements. That's not the criteria.
Yeah. Okay. Just be real.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Saul, if you had a reality show, you'd just be real, right?
Oh, be real, man.
Sizokushuthe heel, bro.
Yeah. So Alani, bring backup cameras just in case, but come through. Be real, I'll showcase my real life.
Okay.
Yeah, if I had a reality show, I'd go back to Venda, where I was raised, and show you guys how I live.
Yo, we went to MacGyver's place in Venda. We went to the family there, homestead. Yeah, they treated us nice there. Got us a lot of, we ate Ulusu, Umkhodu.
Nice.
So I'll show that. I'll
it
show
was
that.
Nice, man. Yeah. And there's one of his aunts is renewing vows towards the end of the month.
Yeah.
And we were invited to that. Mm. It was very beautiful, man. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Very real. Yeah. Very
just
beautiful.
Just be real. It's simple.
So go back home.
No, I'm
trying to say, wait.
Okay.
Zinkle, I
feel like if you had a reality show, it would be Zinkle vibes.
No.
You look like you'd be on Real Housewives.
Me? No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No.
Man, it's about Nukoropa. Nukoropa. Ukoropa, like ukoropa, ufreife. That's ufreife.
Keep the copra, ufreife. Guys.
Yeah? For example, I'm looking forward to Zodwa Abantu's new season.
Okay.
Yeah, season 3.
You're going to see like slaughtering there.
Yes.
Because now she's going through this spiritual journey.
Thing. Spiritual calling of some sort.
You're definitely going to see that.
Zodwa being real. Hey?
Yeah, make sure you check it out, man. It starts on the 17th of September.
Uh-huh.
It's going to play every Saturday at 9 o'clock on Moja Love, channel 157 on DSTV. I'm looking forward to that one.
I want to see. She's still dating the young ones.
We'll see.
Hey. Hey, and I heard she's in Turkey.
Well,
I think
she's got more than one now, more than one young one.
Hey. Yeah, because she was meant to come on the show to promote her show today. She was meant to come on the podcast, but she's in Turkey. Yeah,
she's in Turkey, and you know what happens in Turkey, right?
Yeah,
hey.
They get bodies there, new bodies there. Like they're always getting new bodies. Like yeah. the big plastic surgeons are there.
They get
Turkey.
Slaughtered at that site,
bro. What's happening?
Well, actually, that's chicken murder, not turkey murder. I get what you mean,
bro. What's happening with the fake alcohol, bro?
Hey,
he's asking me like I'm stocking it, like he's stocking it. My head is, I know where this thing started. So make G's funny. So we're poked last week. We're going to Venda, right? So we want alcohol now, and there's a bottle we want to get. And I'm like, hey, bro, I avoid getting Henny. A cast, you know, because or taverns, even in Hillbrow, anyway. In taverns, I avoid getting Hennessy because there's fake ones. But Mac pulls that whole Suburban, like, hey, hood niggas. And you know, when Mac is pulling that, he asks, yes, he's like, how don't I manage my Hennessy? And he thinks I'm making this shit up, just hood mentality. And I'm like, no, literally. Then I tweet, I'm like, yo, guys, there was a video of fake Hennessy's being made, send me. And there was a video, literally, of SAPS raiding a place where fake Hennessy's were being made, fake Gordons and all sorts of alcohols were being made. So whenever you go, just be careful what you buy. It could be fake.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. And if you're like Aya, you're a Hennessy connoisseur, you know your Hennessy. You can taste. The people who know the alcohol will be like, this is not the Hennessy.
Well, out in Mpumalanga, I think they gave us a fake one there.
Oh. Yeah, because Fisher did say, right, where, what's this venue? I forgot the venue, but yeah, it's weird. It's always weird, and it doesn't slap the same. Looks the same, doesn't slap the same.
How do they make it, bro? Like, jeez, man. That's
bro, Hennessy is cognac, right? Cognac is just similar to brandy. It's called cognac because it's from the place of cognac in France. Mm-hmm. It's like champagne and sparkling white wine, right?
Yeah,
it's champagne if it's from the area.
It's
so.
Region.
Yeah, generally, it's just they maybe put some cheaper brandy. So, yeah, it's just that, pretty
much.
Do
you think we should say Amapiano is Amapiano if it's from SA? If it's not from SA, it's not Amapiano. Just like they do with champagne.
Now, though, you see Set There by K.O.
Mm. Yeah.
It's Afrobeat, and it sounds like Afrobeat. It gives the same feeling. Like, nobody, na-na-na-ni, who was kid?
Yeah.
Same vibe, same feeling, it's Afrobeat. Do we not call it Afrobeat because it's from SA?
No, fuck Afrobeat. You're talking about Amapiano, though.
No, but he's right, though.
At the end
of the day, fuck Afrobeat.
You know what I'm doing? You argue like, Oksala. Like, Oksala. No, it's a valid thing. It's a valid thing. Right? The problem is, I don't mind if we call it Amapiano, even if it's not from SA, if they respected the craft and the artistry.
But they don't.
Of
it's watered down.
Yes, it sounds like bullshit. That's the thing. But Sete is finally a South African guy nailed Afrobeat.
Let's do like the French do. If it's not from South Africa, it's not Amapiano. Let's do it, bro. I'm telling you.
Right.
We need to gatekeep Amapiano as much as we can now.
Everybody gatekeep this.
So that it grows as a South African brand. And then we export.
Hey, speaking but then, about gatekeeping.
But then, wait, where did we stop the gatekeeping?
That's the thing.
What if it's not from, what if it didn't get Maphorisa's stamp of approval? Is it still Amapiano?
But Maphorisa don't want to go out like Major League is going out. They must go out and collaborate with everyone so that the sound is authentic still. And then it comes back to South Africa and it bounces back to everywhere. Now Nigerian, the top 10, what's that guy's name? Asake. He was in the top 10, all his album. His whole album is Amapiano. And it's a Nigerian. And they have a bigger market.
Does it sound nice, like Amapiano?
No, it won't sound like
it. It's
not going to sound like
it was done in Lagos.
No, yeah. But they have a bigger market. So when the market, when the people in overseas see Amapiano, they're going to identify it as Nigerian. Because we haven't gated.
Yeah, because
we didn't take it out. Yeah,
they export it.
Yeah.
It's only Major League trying to export it.
But Major Leagues are not producers. If Ukabza goes out and produces Amapiano with Drake or whatever.
Because Ukabza is poised right now to do a Amapiano song with Beyonce.
Yeah, but
musically, he's good enough.
We need to do that.
Let me tell you a story about gatekeeping. There's someone who told me, Uri, my producer is going to be mad that I'm dropping an EP and I didn't ask for his approval. I'm like, what's Kakela lo Aganyi perhaps? What fuckery is that? Now I must ask my producer before I drop an EP.
Ow.
Imagine.
Who said that?
But what
someone told me. They're like, my producer is good. I promise you.
I think my producer is even there is going, guys.
Bro, I'm telling you, they said my producer is going to be mad because the EP is fire, by the way, coming out soon.
Yeah, the EP I've seen. The EP is dropping.
And they're like, my producer is going to be mad because I didn't ask approval because he's the gatekeeper.
So we must ask permission because I'm also dropping an EP.
Imagine.
From my producer.
Yes. I'm like, fuck out of here. Well,
nah,
fuck my body,
that's not
man.
True. That's not honest.
He's not my father. Fuck him, bro. He can eat a dick.
Hey, man. Hey, that's not true, man.
Nah, all these niggas must eat a dick, dog.
Yeah, that's not true, man.
You know, if he fucks around, I won't drop an EP. I'll drop a fucking album.
My body doesn't gatekeep like that.
Bro, he does. Oh, you niggas don't know, bro. Bro.
I've heard that he does gatekeep.
Bro, he's a gatekeeper.
I've heard my body gatekeeps.
Him and Sir Trill don't get along right now because of that shit.
Oh, is that what Sir Trill meant when he posted and said some people have been blocking the top of his album?
Yes, yes. If you're not in his camp, you ain't cool.
But so many people. Musa Keys is not in my producer's camp.
He is now.
He's flourishing.
He is now.
Musa Keys is in
his camp. They were performing the other day at our new best friend's place.
Who's our best friend? Our new best friend?
Aya's got a new best friend.
Oh, for real? Who's the new best friend, dog?
They have drinks.
Who's the new best friend, dog?
Mini Zamihili.
Aya. Hey, Aya.
That's nice. Congrats to her, though.
Shout out to you, dog. You are friends with Mini.
He's unemployed, so he's like, who's the best person I can get to get a bag?
Hey!
Are you getting
it? Oh, that's great. And found the person who got herself a restaurant. Yeah. You like rolling big, eh? Well, congrats to her, though.
Shout out to her, man.
Damn, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think there was like... Oh, Pori.
Bro.
I don't think... Okay. So. But you see, gatekeeping, the definition is being able to stop the progress of your album. So him not being happy with you dropping it, how is he going to gatekeep it?
Yeah, how is he going to stop it?
Because gatekeeping is validate.
You've
dropped the album. How is he going to gatekeep
Bro,
that?
Bro, I'm a newbie. So when it comes to I'm a piano, I'm a newbie. I don't know the circles. I don't know how this thing works, right? So there's probably connections that he's made and he can block opportunities for me.
Like?
So for like international gigs, for example.
Like, let's say there's... recently in Portugal, they like everybody there.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, this kid Casper went to a piano gig. Oh, fuck, I forgot.
I told you, let's not talk about the hip hop swindler anymore.
Man, this nigga brings him up whenever he feels and then shits on him. But it's an example I'm making. I'm talking about him.
Don't call, okay, I get it. You call Nota Berita's ex.
Yeah?
Let's call him the hip hop swindler from now on.
Oh,
if you want to talk about him.
Why are you obsessed about that nigga, dog?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not. What do you mean?
Well, you asked me that about that Berita's ex, so it's my turn now.
No, I'm not. I just don't like the way he moves. Like, he's everything I hate about the industry.
Then you don't need to mention him.
But I didn't.
You did.
You did, dog.
No, previous episode.
That's long ago. We're doing a new show now.
I'm talking about the event. So there was a big UK event with Piano Cats. What I was saying was, so a guy like Pori, gatekeeping, would block you from going to those kind of events.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anybody else was there except for this nigga. That's why I mentioned his fucking name. So
Sakes was there. Lady Du was there. He played right after.
Hey, man. I'm talking... Bro, I'm not talking about ours, where we were. I'm talking about the one that happened now, last week.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, there was another one that happened recently, like last week.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't think Pori's got that power, though, man. It's just giving him too much fucking power.
Okay, Aya's in music. Please explain, dog.
Yeah. Is he a fucking legit gatekeeper?
What am I explaining?
Is my police a gatekeeper?
You can't gatekeeper my piano, first of all, dog. I'm a piano live on the internet.
In its nature.
It's nature.
Piano.
It's the internet.
Piano. You niggas are sucking his dick.
Bro.
I don't know. Maybe you want to
bro. Hit. Josiah, that's not a fuck, Pori. I don't fucking need a hit from him. Josiah, the disciple. Is he kept by Pori? Jazik, is he kept by Pori?
Oh, Jazik is his own camp. There's camps, bro. There's camps. There's the Pori camp. there's the Jazzy camp, and there's other camps.
Pasta, which camp? apart from the one in the crash. You know, in crash, and the kids would have an excursion, a camp.
Let me switch on my phone.
Then, which camp is Pasta?
What can I call that knows piano? Can you explain this to these motherfuckers, man?
Cat Master.
Ay, man. Angelic. Are you on cat?
Should I call?
You must be smoking cat.
Then create your own camp. No one is going to kick you.
But that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. If there's camps,
we call it Ama Piano Hub.
Jesus. No.
No, there's Piano Hub. This is Ama.
No.
Ama. Ama.
Nah.
Ama is very important. Ama.
Ama.
Hey,
that's where the danger is.
Ama. Sitetina. Ama. Hey. Now you people with Kabza now.
Nah, I love Kabza, man.
Kabza's fucking.
Kabza's not a gatekeeper.
Kabza's not. But Kabza puts people on.
The
so
thing
much.
I don't understand about Pori is that he came from the school of Oskido. So why would you want to gatekeep a whole genre when you come from Oskido?
You might have a point, because remember what Malinga said.
Here we
right?
go. Here's this nigga. All right, cool. So this guy, he's the manager of Recharge. He books all these fuckers. All right?
Okay.
He'll explain how Pori is a gatekeeper.
Because remember, cool. Malinga said Kabza did a song with him.
Exactly.
And then when Pori caught wind.
Exactly. Song, like, now are you getting me now?
Hey.
Wow, bon.
I was in his corner. Hey. I was in his corner with my fingers all. Corner.
Ah, that's a weak one, that one.
Wow, oh, fuck you. That's not weak. That's brilliant. I was in the corner with my fingers all.
Ah, come on. That was weak, dog.
Fuck you.
No, come on.
Now, fuck. I was in this corner with my fingers all.
Una. No,
in Pori's corner.
Una.
Oh, fuck.
How are you, brother?
Fuck out of here.
I'm nice. How are you, buddy?
Listen, man. You're live on the podcast and chill. Sol is here. Ghost Lady is here.
Yay, Sol. Is he sober?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm not sober because when I'm at your venue, you don't give me my rider. So I'm not sober, motherfucker. Piece of shit.
Hey, Una, please explain how my producer is a gatekeeper. These guys, they don't believe me.
My man. that's a very political question.
No, man, we're not political. Just you see now he's scared. You see?
Oh, you're scared he's not gonna come play at your gig now, at your venue.
Nah, bro. I mean, you know this game, man. I mean, if you don't get endorsement from Pori, your songs are not moving.
Thank you.
That's just my perspective.
Mm.
But there are so many songs, man, like Umlando that were big. Salari, that were big. You know, come on, man, guys. Let's not make things
for
up.
For how long?
No, but that speaks to the quality of the song and the musicality of the song. Piano Vela songs don't last.
The songs which last, and if you check, it's mostly people that are aligned to you know, Pori and
bro,
and
why are you scared to speak? Speak, dog, speak.
Yo, Dali Wonga had a song. It didn't do, I mean, it lost, it was big, but it didn't last. Like, what's the song? Abomvelo. Come on, guys.
Abomvelo is not musical.
Yeah, but it did well, and then it disappeared like any other piano song, even though she signed to Maporisa.
So you reckon...
Okay, what I'm asking is...
The issue is not...
I'm saying maybe Pori is trying to gatekeep, but he's not doing it successfully because there are so many success stories within piano that didn't get Maporisa's stamp of approval.
No, you're not saying... No, I'm not saying he's blocking. I'm saying your song stands a much better chance if it's endorsed by him.
Okay,
for
Mac
example,
is going to...
Look at the song.
Go on.
Trigger the shit song.
I agree.
What did he say?
The trigger song is a shit song.
According to you, music is subjective.
Well, exactly. Now I believe it's a shit song.
But how's my producer gatekeeping? You're not saying anything, dog. Ah, this guy, I called the wrong person. Yeah, like, fucking hell, this guy.
He's protecting his bag, man.
Nah, guys, let's not forget that Pori put on most people in the piano industry. And he gave us the biggest producer.
No, he put on people that he eats from.
No, man.
Okay. But that's still a put on. Whether he eats from like Black Coffee put on Culo and he ate from him when he was signed under him. But that's still a put on. Black Coffee
it's business.
Put on Takapo. He's making money. He made money from him when he was still
also signed. He's not eating from Piano Hub, by the way.
Uno. Una.
Oh, Pori.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Mm. So what are you saying?
Dog, it's what it is. I mean, I feel like he's gatekeeping, and if someone else feels another way, that's their
why opinion. Why do you feel like he's gatekeeping, Wena?
Why do Mac, you're trying to get me in trouble.
By who? You already gatekeep. There's closed the doors for you, man. They ain't gonna open anytime soon.
Yeah. Yeah, you got nothing to lose, man. Just hit us with the truth, bro. And that voice sounds like you know the truth.
Yes, bro.
It's somewhere down there. I can hear it in this voice.
Yeah, bro. Come on, Una.
Nah, Mike. Nah.
Hey, man. This is kind of Nkabi. Niggas are scared to talk.
Okay, this sounds like Puri is actually gay.
You see what I'm saying?
Because niggas are scared.
Niggas are scared.
To speak the truth.
Yeah.
Because, Una.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you said, if the song does not have a Pori stamp of approval, it won't go big. Mac cares about to drop a few songs. How would then my Porisa put a stamp of approval? Does it mean the song's dropping under his label? Does it mean him retweeting? Does it mean him saying he's featured or putting his name on the song? How does he put that stamp of approval on the song?
It's a very complex issue.
Well,
a political question.
So you don't know,
bro? Remember when the Amapiano Awards started? Mm-hmm. We broke it right on the show.
Yeah,
and then Pori tweeted, "Who started these Amapiano Awards without his approval?"
Oh,
how dare you!
But they went ahead.
He tweeted that, I believe. From a point of privilege. Because he's the gatekeeper. So how dare you have Amapiano Awards and you don't call me?
Hey.
Una. That's what Una told me.
You know, I can tell there was a conversation you, between Mac and Una. With lots of alcohol, no cameras, no mics. But now, Una. He's not singing like a canary anymore. You can tell he was singing. At some point, he was singing.
Hey, sharp, Una, sharp. Man. I'll come play. I still want to book me a recharge, I think. I just fucked up a bag.
Yeah, you fucked up your recharge bag.
He'll be gatekeeping you now.
Yeah, no, but I wonder, like, yo, I wonder who's honest enough to come and speak about how Pori's gatekeeping, but he is, trust me.
For real.
He is. I don't know how, but
so
he
does
is.
He actively try to stop projects from coming out or.
He's got too much power, bro. He's got too much power.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's got too much power.
Who said this? Is it Zinger? But it was with Everything I Say Music, the podcast,
okay,
Burria,
sure.
That he got 20 mil from Universal.
Sony.
From Sony.
Mm,
so Sony. It's true.
No, I don't know, but he's with Sony.
Definitely. He wouldn't be with the two majors. Mm. With Sony, yeah.
I don't know about
that. He got a 20 mil bag. He takes care of piano.
Yeah.
He's the piano guy there. Like
that's how you gatekeep.
Ah.
You see?
So with that power, can't he then now manage?
No wonder Rufuno didn't fly.
It was just a bad
Rufuno
song.
Not a song.
Don't worry about it.
You chose a beat.
Yeah, you could.
It was your ear that orchestrated. You chose a beat. You chose an artist. You put them in the studio. You were there when it was recorded. Every word, every song, you approved it.
Oh, anyway, Ghost Lady, what else has been happening, man?
I'm still stuck on this one with piano stuff.
Oh, you want to talk more about it?
No. I wanted to say,
yeah.
If Pori had so much power, then why can't he then manage? You see how you guys say that Amapiano has been out there internationally and it's been watered down. So can't he manage that and keep it like it must be something that is authentically South African first?
No.
The basic thing, Ghost Lady, is that you cannot gatekeep a genre. So if Focalistic wants to go to Nigeria and work with a Nigerian artist and they do a watered down piano. Focalistic is thinking Nigeria is a big market. I got to work with this guy.
He's looking out for his bag.
You understand? So Pori can't gatekeep that. We're just saying he's the Don. Like, imagine if this was drugs. Mm. There's the Godfather. But you can't police where all the drugs are going.
And also, like, if...
But
if,
the source...
And also, like, you can't gatekeep Lewis Hamilton posting a video and then using Musa Keys' Salema as the song in that video, right? And everybody like, what the fuck is a huge song? What is this? Mm. Right? Because he heard it somewhere. Mm. You can't gatekeep Benzema playing, okay, it's, even though it's...
Jesse Paul Lingard.
Jesse Lingard Pop, playing a piano song. You can't gatekeep a genre being big, you know what I mean? But Pete Diddy didn't really do anything on piano.
No, he posted, he was on a yacht and he posted Kabza's song.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah.
Pete Diddy's fucking with South African vibes. He was with Shimza. He was impressed, but obviously anyone would be impressed by Shimza's skill.
Yeah.
You saw that video as well, right?
I don't know, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah, he was with Shimza. He was at a gig. Shimza was playing. Obviously, like, who the fuck is this? Went up to him. Like, yeah. It was the whole thing.
The biggest flag is which artist is playing overseas?
Wait. Speak on the mic, bro.
Ooh, La Pira. Yeah.
Speak in
Kosa,
please.
I'm saying
in
the question.
In Kosa.
That's La Pira, by the way, guys. She's the
in English, she doesn't sound.
I'm saying for me now, that we're having this conversation, I'm just thinking in my head, like, which amapiano artist is performing overseas that is not connected to Pori Circle, as you're saying, there's clicks.
Thank you.
So now I'm thinking to my, because I was trying to think of a name that is not connected, like, to
Thank
Pori,
you very much.
Right?
It's and I can't connected. Think of anybody.
Yeah, of course, come
I
on.
I can't think of anybody.
Oh, okay.
Nah, dog. Major League is not connected to Pori.
No. Major League
But they're cordial. They're cordial.
So, that's everyone is cordial.
Yeah, okay.
Don't be stupid, man.
No.
Hey,
dog.
Look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Listen, don't you think Pori has built a brand enough for himself to be that big and to control stuff?
Listen to La Pira.
Aye.
It's a question. Listen
but Major League is the biggest export.
Major League is part of the circle.
Cool, they're cordial, but they're working for their own stuff.
Fellow Litizi.
But that's Pori.
That is all that Pori.
Yes, that's Tyler ICU.
Yeah, Tyler ICU is Pori.
Yes. But, fellow is under Tyler ICU. Okay. Tyler ICU taught him everything.
But you see.
But those are niggas that were put on by Pori, though.
Exactly. So they're under the system.
Jazzik.
What system?
Jazzik has his own crew. But he asked from the
Don. Answering the question there says who travels overseas without Pori's influence? Jazzik.
Come
then
on.
Then you say he's got his own crew.
Bro.
That's being stupid.
Bro, listen to me. Like drugs, right? If you're in New York, there's different streets.
There's territories.
There's territories.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but there's one boss. And he delegates which territory belongs to who. So Jazzik has his own camp.
But he's connected to Pori.
Yes.
You see it?
Do you see?
Yeah, they're both from Alex.
Pori is the Don, but Jazzik asked approval from Pori, can I have this?
So now that you've dropped your EP, you won't be able to go abroad because you're not connected to Pori.
We're making an example.
It's valid.
No.
It's valid.
No,
it's valid.
I got Sparks. Sparks, my boy, will book me.
It's valid.
I got G2.
This nigga.
Listen, what I'm saying.
I'm dropping my piano.
No, what I'm saying, the whole international gig thing, how it started, is you said, how is Pori gatekeeping the industry? And I said, there's things that happen behind the scenes that you might not be aware of. So ask yourself why all these artists that are not with these niggas don't get international
gigs.
But
those are majors because they're with majors. The moves that are happening, even major leagues are done by majors.
Those major are league to sign with who is a Def Jam? Who is it?
From Universal to Def Jam, which is a subsidiary.
It's because of the subsidiary.
It's because of majors, dog.
Why is Sir Trill not
majors
performing overseas?
That's up to him. We don't know.
Why? Why?
I think
Kosa's on a daughter. Why?
We don't know. Maybe the team is not moving enough.
Okay, guys, Mookie, is Mookie under Pori's wing?
No, she's under the Amarota camp and whatnot.
She went abroad.
Oh, guys.
You're not making sense.
You're not making sense, dog.
Bro.
Now Ziggy feels
confused.
What the fuck is he saying? He's not making any sense.
Why am I here, bro?
Fuck off.
Maybe you're not explaining yourself well.
What?
I'm just saying, maybe you're not explaining yourself.
He is. I'm just saying, maybe Pori is trying to gatekeep, but it's difficult to gatekeep something like my piano, because you drop a song, it picks up, like you now, on TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah, biggest song on TikTok, by the way.
he can. He can control that.
Yes, we.
Umlando, he didn't control that.
I agree with
Pori
you.
Pori was not there with Umlando. It's big. Thus, has not performed abroad.
I agree
Whose
with
camp
you.
Is he in?
I agree with you. That's an anomaly. You don't get in Umlando every week. It's once in a while.
Yeah, it's history.
Vuligate. Once in a while.
Who's Kamo with?
You can't control the
you
song.
You see, John Vuligate.
Who's Kamo with?
Kamo's camp.
Yeah.
Kamo Mpela.
Kamo. Well, there's people that are with every camp. Like, Robert Boy is with every camp. Wow. He's cool with everybody. I feel like Kamo's cool with everybody.
Kamo is also an exception that she's not in a camp, but she's cordial
with
everyone.
No, she's in a camp,
bro. That's too many anomalies.
No, she's in a camp.
So it's not an anomaly if there's too many of them.
But I never said it's an anomaly. I never said Kamo's an anomaly. I said Kamo is part of the piano...
What you're forgetting is that you still have to be in the industry.
Okay,
Chomiari is sent in.
Yeah, okay, Sheb.
Whose song was that?
Sheb.
Gabs and
Here's
Pori.
A great example. Here's
you
a great
understand?
Example.
That means she's part of the system.
Great example.
And he has given her her own lane. Yeah, you can take that.
Put her on.
Yeah.
Great example. Great example.
Guys, do you understand if... What the guy? How this conversation started?
Yeah,
it started by saying Pori is gonna be mad because he didn't ask approval for me to release the EP.
Yeah.
So had I gone to Pori and said, "Yo, Ntate Pori, can I release the EP?" He'd be like,
"Kiss the ring."
Kiss
the ring.
Here's your section, rock. And then when I'm in my section, I bring on Aya, I bring on Saul, I bring on everybody. That's my crew. Mm-hmm. We're rocking in our lane. Okay. That's how it works. But you gotta get confirmation from the Don. And then you have songs like Toss, who are just it's God's will. Yeah. There's nothing you can do. The song is just that big. But then because it's big, he then becomes part of the ecosystem. Hence now he'll do a song with Fellow T and whoever and whoever and whoever. Because when you're that big, it's easy now to go to Pori and say, okay, and then he comes to you and he's like, all right, cool, let's work.
For me right now, it sounds like a rumor that is just circulating, and therefore until someone confirms it and it's himself Pori or someone close to him.
No, you'll never.
Of course,
never.
Okay, yeah.
Look,
definitely.
Fact is,
it's
not even a rumor.
You need to just brace yourself, Mekchi, that it's going to be something that will be debated. You will sit again tomorrow with whoever, try and say the same thing, and then cats are still going to debate with you.
I don't think it's a rumor, right? Because... there's facts. Facts are, we know Pori was doing his thing from Uhuru Clap, whatever thing they did, and then he went to Qom, but Durban showed him no love because there was a gatekeeper in Durban. He was like, Pori's not one of us. And then he found piano. It was growing. We all knew piano. And fact is, Pori did play a huge role in making piano what it is today. So that's not a rumor. He did. And possibly that also comes with that entitlement of, I built this fucking table. Mm. Now there's niggas who are eating who I don't even know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's understandable. But I'm saying...
Bro, we built this podcasting table.
Yeah,
but we're not gatekeeping anybody.
We built the podcast table. But people are eating.
We're not gatekeeping
anybody.
No,
we're not. We're not talking to brands to say, if you don't pass through us,
you can't
work with everybody else.
Yes.
And we're not even trying to.
100%.
So even if he is trying to, Pori, he will fail because of some tables that just got created.
100%.
You're the catalyst.
Yes.
That God or the universe works through to create the table. You just, if it wasn't you, it was going to be someone else.
Yes.
If it wasn't Pori, it was going to be someone else.
Because
piano was cooking. It
yes.
was happening.
Yes.
He was a catalyst who had the resources, who had the connection to all the majors or one major. Yeah. And
then you got MFR Souls. They always have to go, hey, guys, we started.
And MFR Souls, I wanted the originators. Fuck, man.
Yeah,
my
guys,
niggas.
Don't forget.
I love him. I love you, my niggas. As I said, guys, Katoras. MFR, man.
But anyway, can we move on, man? We've been talking about Pori for like 30 minutes now, man.
But he deserves it. It's Pori.
Yeah. And you'd never come on the show. We'd have such a nice conversation if you'd come.
Yo, and I want to smoke his weed, man. He's got some of the best weed in the
game. I had him once when we had recharged, funny enough.
Yeah.
And we're shooting backstage. Was I shooting with you, Tavang? It was before your time, ne? Nah, it was before your time. We're shooting backstage, and I had an episode with Spikiri and Pori, who smoked weed. But I lost the footage.
You smoke weed?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dope. For real?
Yeah, I had one with Pori.
Well,
you
won't come now. After
nah, he won't
episode.
Come. No, he won't. But he was never going to come anyway.
So, how did you get him there?
Max Cars got.
Because it was backstage.
Yes.
And the podcast wasn't big. He didn't even know what it was. He just knew me and was like, Sean Twana, let's chop it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why does he want to come? Because I've seen him make reference.
Because we're
going to
ask him, are you a gatekeeper?
But then it's
he doesn't look in the mirror. That's it. That's it, bro.
But he could say no or yes. He can answer that.
Nah, bro.
And also, like,
doesn't want to answer the hard questions.
Man. Whatever he can say will fly. I mean, no one will stop him in his path. He's bored. He's literally, you know, it's not like there's gonna. There's
get him on Kaya and ask him there.
He's not. You won't wake up that early. Probably will never wake up at 5.
Anyway, can you continue, man?
Okay, on some other stories, okay. So Kanye West this week, he came out and said basically he blamed the failure of his marriage was due to his porn addiction.
I can believe that. Porn can fuck. Like, if you're addicted to porn, see, I love porn. You know,
have you ever felt like you're addicted?
No. When you're addicted, you stop getting a hard on from a woman. But 5 seconds later or minutes later, you can watch a video and get a hard on. Then you're addicted to porn and fucks up your relationship. But no, I've never been addicted because the presence and the sense and the feeling of a woman with me is something porn can't even match on any day. So nah.
I was lifting his hand.
Yeah, I saw a hand from there.
The whole porn situation is a speculation. He did not say
that. That's fact checker, by the way.
He did not say that he is addicted to porn. He was commenting to Kylie Jenner's ex or former assistant's post, stating that she should not allow Kris Jenner to make her one of the Playboy models, like she did with her daughters, right? Kim and Kylie were in Playboy in 2007 and in 2019, and he said that that was the cause of their marriage to break apart, and he has a fear that it might go on to Chicago and the other one, the little baby North. No, Chicago's the little one, North and Chicago. North, yeah. So he wasn't saying that he's addicted to porn. He just said that the essence of pornography and showing your body and being sexual was the problem in his marriage.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So he said his marriage, the problem was what?
The whole
objective, like,
image of pornography. Not to say that he was addicted to porn. The whole image that Hollywood and the standard that Hollywood had over his
so he wasn't
wife
addicted to porn.
And
the
family, the Kardashians.
24/7.
No.
Because I believe it, because I mean,
it's speculated. It was speculated
through
by the
wire.
Media that.
Through the wire.
I would believe it though, but it's not true.
That's
but
better. That's
it.
Better than Connor.
No, Connor was good though. I'm with my fingers already. My producer's Connor. Nah, fuck off. Fuck out of here. That's
it
fucking genius, though.
No, I obviously believed it as well.
Through the wire. I'd believe it. Like, okay.
Because it's an issue that a lot of people have. You know, it's just that people don't admit to it. Yeah.
That maybe he's also trying to hint to something that is diagnosed.
Hey man, we still love you through the wire, man.
I'm like hoping that you can still hear her.
Fucked
I'm
up,
like, I don't know how you're gonna talk through MacGyver's laughter. I don't know how you're gonna do that, but
oh gosh. Hey, next. What else you got, Gosley?
Okay, speaking about pornography and porn, you do know that Just Jakin, this is the creator and director of Emmanuel.
Fuck, I didn't know.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he died this past week.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Oh, shame. Rest in peace. So rest in peace, man.
Hey, fact checker, my 2000, do you know Emmanuel? Oh man, you missed
out. You'd never know Emmanuel.
It's a good thing you don't know.
You would never know. Emmanuel was like free porn.
Yeah.
But you didn't see
on
the
ETV.
Dick. ETV. Yes, but you didn't see the dick penetrate the pussy. Mm. It was dry humping.
It was
on TV.
It was like our generations every midnight Saturday, ne? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't stay,
yeah.
In fact, I thought pornography was just boobs only because of that's what I saw on Emmanuel.
Oh, Emmanuel.
It was just
oh,
boobs.
Wow, for real.
Yeah.
So before Emmanuel, we hadn't seen porn, like a blue movie on
no.
a VCR tape.
No.
Cassette.
No. And I've never
and
seen
we're the same
one.
Age.
No, no.
I got to want a cassette blue movie,
no.
like a blue movie.
Nope.
Do you know a VCR?
Yes, I do know a VCR.
You just watched Disney's Mermaid.
No, I used to watch, what is it? Romeo Must Die. Remember? Yeah, that movie. That's what I just checked.
So you know what's porn on?
No.
VCR, there's nothing like porn on VCR, bro.
It's so crazy. I found
or out. Or discovering it under your mom's bed.
Your mom had
best
porn?
Feeling. Oh, yeah, yeah.
For real?
Even your mom, you just didn't discover it. But yeah. Parents had porn. You didn't discover your parents' porn?
My mom didn't have porn, bro.
She did.
She did it, bro.
Okay, let's call her.
Okay.
Okay. And be like, mom.
Did you have porn?
Did you ever have a porn cassette hidden in the house when I was a kid? Did your mom have a VCR player in a bedroom?
No, in the lounge.
Oh, yeah, because my mom, like, you know?
I know my uncles, the first blue movie I saw.
Yeah, even with my uncles. All my uncles had porn, but my mom too. But my mom was a single woman, remember?
Nah,
and your mom too was a single woman. Your mom definitely had porn.
Nah, bro. Don't say that.
Your mom had porn, bro. Don't go blue. He's gonna go blue in the face now.
Ma, did you have porn?
Maybe.
Are you live on the podcast, by the way? Saul is here.
Hello, mama.
Yes.
So I'm telling Mac G that, like, when I was a kid, because when my mom was gone, I'd like to just fidget around the house, search for things. And then I found tapes that my mom had hidden. It's a VCR. You know those old VCR tapes? I'm a cassette. Uh-huh. And then there were porn tapes. And before then, though, I'd found magazines. So I'm telling him that most single women did have and they'd hide it away from their kids, which is not a problem. But he doesn't want to believe that you had your own porn somewhere, whether it be cassettes or magazines.
First of all, I'm not single.
Hey! Hi!
Hi! Hey!
Wow! Hey! Hey! Yeah! 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 Hey! Yeah! Yeah! Hey! No!
But what you said, Saul, most of single women, I'm not single. No, I don't have sex. I'm not a big fan of porn.
You've never ever had porn?
No, I did watch it.
Thank you!
But I never kept. But remember, you said something that I've kept. I've never kept such things.
Okay, all right. We need to talk, eh?
Talk what? She's your mom. Talk what? She's your mom.
Talk what?
Talk what? She's your mom.
She must introduce you to your...
Today, you're Mac T today because of her. What are you going to tell her? Talk what? She's your mom. No, bro. Black people, yeah. Like,
Do you have a problem with your mom dating?
No.
Are you cool with
chilled,
it?
Chilled, yeah.
But would you have a problem with her having porn? Like,
no, I just thought she never had.
It's an adult. Oh yeah, did you go around your mom? Like,
nah.
I would like lift. I don't know what I was looking for, but I would lift like what's happening in this room?
Oh,
you know, I would look all over,
yeah.
And do a pathetic job putting things back together as they were.
I want to read this. I want to ask you guys: where were you when you found out that the Queen had passed away? I found out on TikTok, by the way.
Yeah. On TikTok.
Yeah. Because my woman's always on TikTok, and that's how we found out.
I was listening. Okay. No, I heard earlier during the day, I think I was listening to Ukhozi FM.
Oh.
And they said that, no, there's some issue that the Queen is very sick, the family is coming, and what. And immediately I was like, I'm sure something's up.
And you saw?
And then later,
I was home.
They said that.
I was home. Was it in the evening? But in the morning, no, I was home, actually, in the afternoon. Queen's sick, I was like, but she's been having these episodes, you know, she'll be fine, whatever. But then you realize she's like in her 90s, she's, what do they call them? a nanogenarian or something, you know? You're like, ah, she's old. She, yeah. Maybe it's the last time she'll die. And then in the morning, no, late in the evening, I saw in the group, the Kaya group, breakfast group, that she died. Like, I was home. But I was expecting it.
What's that necklace or whatever it is that she wears that's from SA that's worth?
It's the diamond. The crown jewel, the diamond crown jewel. In her crown.
How much is it worth? 400 million.
Fact checker.
How much is it worth?
It's worth $400 million currently.
Wow. And she got it from SA. She took it from here.
She didn't take it. It was a gift. But yeah.
Nah, it was taken.
It was taken.
It was taken. It was taken. Come on.
That can cure poverty everywhere, Dick. Soweto, Force Law, everywhere.
It's a lot of poverty. Yeah, cured. But it's going to remain in England even now.
Forever.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't get it.
Including a whole lot of
diamonds. Why don't we get back our shit? Yeah.
Yeah, why can't we just go there and take our shit back? Just
get our shit back.
We can't even get land here.
Laputo said we can't even get land here. That's so true, right? It's red tape. Yet Cyril's going to be at the funeral and forget to say, yo. And you just be like, yo, want to do just bring back and put it in his pocket. Like, yo, guys, by the way, we've got a small issue at the time, remember? Yo, hey, Chance. I'm not taking my chance. Fucking relax, Charles. Hey, Charlie. That diamond. In the, how do you say, bring back that diamond? Bring it around the marawa. Let's put it in his pocket and fly down. And yeah, we have a whole fucking holiday. We brought back the biggest diamond ever. And it is mine here. It's ours.
Here are five things you probably didn't know about Queen Elizabeth II, right? Number one, she uses her handbag to send signals to her staff.
A handbag.
Because she liked handbags. She had a lot. I think she had 200
handbag,
or something.
Handbag, dogs, horses.
It's safe. If there's one thing about the Queen, you never catch her without her purses and bags. She was reportedly owning 200 types of the same type of handbag.
Hey, for real?
Yep. So here's what she does. Now, this is some of the signals that she sent to a staff member. If she moves her bag from one hand to the other, then it means she doesn't want to. She wants to end the conversation and move on. And then if she puts her bag on the floor, she's not enjoying the conversation and wants to be rescued. And then if she puts her handbag on the table, she wants to end the event in 5 minutes.
Hey, she's always ending shit. It's rather, Jesus Christ, because there's no sign of her saying, I'm actually having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all like fucking bitchy and complaining.
The Queen does not have a passport or a driver's license.
Makes sense. But remember, apparently...
Royals, apparently that's a normal.
Apparently with her, she didn't need a passport. Who was I arguing with? And they proved me wrong that she didn't need a passport. She could go anywhere. Mm. She didn't like. She could fly in it to SA anytime.
Yeah.
If they verify it's the Queen, she doesn't need a passport.
So how do they verify?
Well, it's the Queen, and then obviously they'll call Buckingham Palace or whatever. Mm. That's a fucking phone vibrating.
Yours. Is it yours?
It was vibrating on the table. I tried to put it away.
She has two birthdays. Okay. She never went to school.
How does she have two birthdays?
Her actual birthday is on April the 21st, but she celebrates in June because the weather in June is perfect for all the festivities.
Ah, that's fine. We do that. I mean, I had fucking five birthdays this year. My party, birthday parties. One at Propaganda. You know, it's fine. That's okay. That's understandable.
She never went to school. Doesn't go by a last name, but this is my favorite. The
Which
last
is
one.
Windsor, right? Yeah. Her last name is Windsor.
Her birth name is Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor.
That's why, like, if you're in Joburg, if you go to Windsor, there's an area called Windsor near Cresta.
Windsor West.
Yes. If you notice when you're in Windsor, all the streets
are English.
Are noble levels. So you'd find Prince. Judges Avenue, you'd find Duchess Avenue, you'd find Judges Avenue or Street. They're all named after, like, it's like if it was the 28, they're all named after, there's Nigeria, there's
South Africa,
there's Uganda. Mm. So there, or in Roodepoort, in there's meerkat, there's animals. So some areas are themed.
Yeah.
There, they're themed around the royalty, English royalty, because it's called Windsor.
My favorite thing about it is that every single night she had a gin and tonic before she slept.
Grandeur.
No, not Granger. Come on.
Of course, not Granger.
How about the people, though, who felt triggered by the death?
Hey?
I'm just saying, how about the people who felt triggered about, like, by her death?
Who the fuck felt
triggered? The woke people.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether you're woke.
Triggered
or,
in they hurting?
Yeah, no.
Or triggered as in...
Obviously, yeah, like they are colonizers, yes, and this is what was taken from South Africa, you know,
yeah,
all of
that. Yeah, it's wokeness. You gotta... It's part of the... you gotta...
So, obviously, you have a whole lot of people who really don't care. It's like you're just
people
giving
don't
information
care.
Of, like, they no, don't no, even want
to
know.
I get if you're woke, you have to stay in character. You gotta be woke.
What do you mean it's wokeness, bro?
Like the whole, hey, man, they stole our things. It's just that whole woke movement.
It's not a woke movement. It's reality, dog. It's what happened.
It is.
It's being aware of history.
Which is being
the English monarchy has pillaged and taken everything from Africa and the rest of the world.
Which is being woke.
Yes, being aware of history.
Yes.
It's knowledge, bro.
You're woke.
Yes, but I'm saying like...
You're also woke.
Yeah, but I don't need to go and tweet about it.
Yeah, but you're woke. You'll use your platform or your conversations at the braai. You're woke to say white people are actually fucking us up. They've been for the longest time.
Yes, and I'm saying that the woke people use this to stay on brand.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well put.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was also genuine expressions of... Because the English royal family has fucked up a lot of lives around the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to hell or heaven?
Men had things put in their asses in Africa, raped. You know, women had been raped.
Do you think she's going to hell or heaven?
Fucking hell.
Hell.
You think she's going to hell?
Fucking hell.
Damn.
She must burn and... Yes, go to hell. She deserves it. Because she could have put a stop to it. She didn't. She could have said, okay, I understand. For the longest time, we've been going to Africa.
Because I was watching The Crown. She could have put a stop to apartheid and she didn't.
Exactly.
Yes. Simple. Mm-hmm. She could have stopped a lot of things and she didn't. In fact, it shit continued.
Is the pegging guy going to become king one day? The pegging guy.
Harry, yes, is it William?
We are William.
Yes. So now his father, Charles.
It's William. Is the pegging guy.
Finally got a fucking job. Yes. Charles finally got a fucking job in the 70s. Like. Hey.
Fucking hell.
Yo, my friend, Tumelana my CV. Never give up. Tumelana my CV. Like, that nigga got a job. Finally. He fucking got his first job in his 70s.
Yeah.
Right? He got a job. He's a king now. When he dies.
Yeah.
Next, because he was first in line, Charles. Second in line was William. And then before William had kids, third in line was Harry. But now every time William has a son, Harry needs to fall back.
Yeah.
He's got two sons. He's fallen back like he's fifth or something now. Which he's impossible is going to become king.
Yeah.
That's why him and Meghan are somewhere in America living their best life. So now, yeah, he's going to be king.
Yeah.
But also at a very late age, unless his dad dies in the next 2 years, 3 years or 4 years,
yeah, yeah.
Right? But if the dad dies in his 70s, which is 20 years time, 20 or 18 years time, then he's going to become king.
Mm.
So... Yeah, he will
definitely.
Guaranteed. Mm. Unless his dad is a son. If Charles is a son now, it's over. It's over. Because that kid will be like the. He can be announced as the heir.
Yeah.
They say that then Charles dies and the kid is six. He's not ready. They're going to have. No, it's not a consort. They're going to have a king or someone caretake till he's 16, 17. Mm. Then he's going to become the king. So unless Charles is a kid now.
Mm.
Yeah, but no, I'm lying. Because it needs to be the firstborn son.
Mm.
So no, I'm lying. Guaranteed it's going to be William. Yeah. He's going to be king.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking about royalty, have you watched Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power?
Oh!
Have you watched that? Hey, episode 3, did you watch it?
Yes, I watched it.
How many episodes are you in now?
Three. I finished. Yes. I'm like literally
Who's
watching
your favorite character?
There's one they call, is it Aaron Deer?
Yeah.
And he is, but he was like, You see, there's the orcs. Have you been watching it, guys?
Yeah, I like the Hobbit guy.
The
Hobbit.
Oh, the Hobbit. That's that figure that's like not human, but.
And they're short.
They're short.
Yeah.
Like they're very.
They got
family.
A whole own world underground. It's lit. Shit. It's dope.
It's podcasting, basically. Underground till Magic came along.
So the orcs, right? Actually, there was a fight scene. Let me just tell you first.
Yeah.
The orcs are these groups of people who cannot actually, like, they have to stay away from the sun because, well, apparently it affects their skin and they start, like, fizzling away.
Mm.
So they have to now get these men, like the slaves, who are digging a tunnel for them.
Mm.
So there's this guy now, that's the Erendir that I like. Then there's this fight scene when he tries to just, you know, for all these, like, guys who have been... put into captive by these orcs, and then they literally fight. It's so cute, like it's so beautiful. It's an awesome fight scene. I say look forward to that.
You still haven't seen it,
nah, man. I need to see
this. No, you must watch
thing,
it,
guys. This thing sounds fucking.
Hey, Alakhan is calling me there.
Yeah, put him on last week. Alakhan always got content when he calls. Remember last time you were saying
it's Pussy motherfucker. Oh, sorry.
This police motherfucker.
Ask him if he's watched Rings of Power.
Butchering.
You can tell I just put my name on it.
He's butchering his own song. Oh. Yes, Pooh's motherfucker. Yes, Pili's motherfucker. See, it's a song, man. Mech. Alakine. Mascarine. No, I need to watch this thing.
No, must.
It's on Prime Video, right?
Yeah, it comes out every Friday. Like, they drop us an episode.
Yeah, make sure
Friday.
You check out the new episode this coming Friday.
So now someone like me...
Yes, pussy motherfucker.
No, the first episode is a bit too much.
How are you, motherfucker?
Too much. Like, dope. But I think episode 3 gets...
Hey, man, we're just talking to Reason.
Here's Reason, man.
What's happening here?
Yo.
Yeah, you're live in the podcast.
Yo, Reason.
My live?
Yeah, you're live, bro.
Maxi, come on, dog.
Are you calling me, my dog?
Dog, you have a thing of calling when we're live.
Yeah, you called me, my dog. I'm answering.
Let's talk.
You'd be done by 5, dog.
No, there was load shedding, so I had to wait.
Bro, yeah, just talk. Have the conversation you're going to have, because this is a genuine platform. It's a platform of honesty. And plus, we're in West, we are towards, you know,
say
K1.
Say what you wanted to say.
Yeah, Spilis just be honest. As Spilis motherfucker. Let's not sing. Let's live it also.
Okay, what time are we leaving for the gig?
We're going to leave as soon as I'm done, bro.
Ask him about Pori.
Yeah. Reason is my Porisa gatekeeper in Namapiano.
Oh, we are Saba. We are Saba. Reason.
I thought you were Pili's.
Oh, Pili's just born when I'll Pili's motherfucker. Oh, we are Saba.
Sizwe.
We are Saba in.
Sizwe.
Hey, I suppose one daughter. Hey, Sizwe. Hey, Pori. Yo, I. Hey, delete this episode, pana. That's full of woofa. Delete this episode. That's full of woofa.
What's going on?
City, is my Pori sir a gatekeeper?
What's going on here?
Is my Pori
sir? Okay, you're back.
Yeah, is my Pori sir gatekeeper, bro?
Guma piano.
Hey, let me call you.
Hey, my police. Hey, my police is a fucking mafia.
How?
You know, before, previously, like the old generation of mafias, Abu Chris Galakas, Abu Lanster.
Yes.
You know, and now the new generation.
You have reached the mailbox of.
Ah, it's over.
My police have affected
you.
No one man should have all that power.
Anyway.
No, let's try calling back. Is it really off?
It's really off, dude.
No. Because I really would want to hear.
Okay. I'll
but
try.
You've got Lady Do's number. Call Lady Do. Lady won't answer.
Lady Do loves us, but she won't.
Yeah, Lady Two loves us, but also we don't want to burn bridges. We want to get to the bottom of the truth.
Yeah. Nah, we're not burning bridges.
We're not burning bridges. Come on.
He's not answering now. He's not answering.
He's shaking. He's sweating. He's shaking. I got to pee this motherfucker. And I was like, oh.
He's shaking. He's sweating.
Anyway, listen, man. This laptop is about to die. So let's get straight into the announcements. So like I said, make sure you check out Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power on Prime Video.
I will. Three episodes to watch now because three have dropped, right?
Yes.
I will.
That's dropping this coming Friday, new episode. So that'll be episode number 4. Yeah. Otherwise, we are officially the media partner to Back to the City. It is back.
Back to the city. Media partners.
Kezo. And the lineup is looking crazy, man. They've got Talib Kweli.
I saw Talib. Oh, Talib Kweli.
Yes. They got Lost Boys as well as Keith Murray. In addition to that, 100 acts, including A. Reese, Youngster CPT, Blackie, Big Zulu, Nadi Nakai, and many more. Three stages, food, clothing, basketball court, skate park, graffiti artists, B-boys, you name it.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
What? That's roadkill.
It's time to buy a case.
Yeah. No, it's done now.
I bought you guys a case already. We're done. Yeah.
So make sure you get your tickets at www.backtothecityfestival.com. And then also, for the first time ever, we're going to have a Chillers brunch in Bloemfontein. I hope you guys are ready. In partnership with Sunset Groove, it's coming through for the Makufe weekend. On the 9th of October for our very first Chillers brunch in the Free State. Super excited. Just follow podcasts and chill events as well as podcasts with MacG for details and tickets and venue and everything else. Shout out to our patrons. Shout out to our members. Make sure you check out the Chillers Market as well. And then in clothing, can I play the Chillers Anthem, bro? I put a snippet of a song I did I didn't do it, but a song that's going to be in the EP with Sir Trill. And it's trending on TikTok. Yeah.
That shit is hot. Yeah. Inkanti, I saw someone, I forgot his name, his handles, but there's a guy, Unkulego, he's always done, I think it's about time, man, we give him his flowers. He's always done like parody videos of us and stuff, and he plays all characters.
Yeah.
And he did the one who was like, if Saul does the Nkantini challenge. Nkantini! Shit is hard, man.
Yo, send me that.
Guys, please put this here. Oh, fuck, by the way, to put this here. I met MacGyver's childhood crush. Put it here. I'm going to send you the video. Let me show you.
Hey.
So I'm walking. I'm coming out of my place, right? And it's like, Saul. I'm like, hey, Baron Manjolo. Saul, hey, I'm Bridget, my singer's sister.
Oh.
The one MacGyver.
Oh, look at her. Did she tell you I was telling the truth?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. But she's like, don't worry, I look different now. I'm like, don't worry, I know it's age.
Hey, the one that got away.
Yeah,
hey.
This is MacGyver's woman that got away. Put it here also. And put that challenge in Cantini.
Yeah, man. Before I play the song, anything else you want to say, my brother?
Nah.
Yeah. And you, Ghost Lady?
You know what? There was a chiller who defined, remember how... we didn't actually get to it, defining the word roadkill.
Talk about that next week.
Next week.
Yeah, let's do that next week. I've never had a hit, man. I just want to play my song.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a hit, man.
Okay, yeah,
you killed that one in its tracks. You killed it in its tracks. You killed it in its roads.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it, man.
Don't play next the whole
week,
song.
Next week.
Why mustn't I play the whole song?
The fuck is it?
Oh, so it's fine, man. As long as the people have it, yeah.
Dude, Mac, that
fuck, man.
When are you releasing it?
I don't know, but Mac
is not making a cent from the royalties. He doesn't care the father. He just wants gigs.
Alright, bro.
Don't give a fuck. Mac, if it was up to Mac, he'd put the Zippy Share video link.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put a link to the song in the description below. If you want the song, I'm going to put a link.
Is Zippy Share or iTunes link?
I'll put like a WeTransfer or whatever.
You see what I mean?
Wow,
you
don't
give a fuck. You put his name on it.
This is the Chillers Anthem. Let's fuck up the summer,
bro. Nah, you're fucking this shit up.
The thing is, we have to ask ourselves, would Puri approve?
Valan.
No. I gotta give a shout out to the people that made the song happen, man. Shout out to I don't even know who did the song. Okay. I'm getting there, bro. Relax. I'm getting there. It is. Yeah. Okay. It's MJ Keys, he's the producer. MJ Keys.
Talented guy.
Bailey is the one singing now. And then obviously Sir Trill.
Trill!
Yeah, Trill, and then I put my name on it. It's called, what's it called? Incantine, innit?
Incantine.
Kezo. We out here, podcast and chill. Boom.
G.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.